Good morning. This morning's Mass intention is Sister Jolene Geyer. We will open with number 300 in the music issue, The God of All Grace, number 300. Please stand as you are able.
The God of all grace has blessed us this day. All of creation joins us in praise, lifting our voices, lifting our hearts to the glory of God forever. God of power and might, come into our presence this day. Strengthen us now with the spirit of faith. We gather in your name. The God of all grace has blessed us this day. All of creation joins us in praise, lifting our voices, lifting our hearts to the glory of God forever. God of mercy and truth, who brings us from night into day, nourish our lives with the spirit of hope and shield us from all fear. The God of all grace has blessed us this day. All of creation joins us in praise, lifting our voices, lifting our hearts to the glory of God forever. God of wondrous love, compassion and glory are yours. Come fill our hearts with the spirit of love, the joy we find in you. The God of all grace has blessed us this day. All of creation joins us in praise, lifting our voices, lifting our hearts to the glory of God forever.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Brothers and sisters, this weekend we celebrate together with the Church the Feast of Corpus Christi, the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as part of that celebration here at the cathedral, at each Mass after the homily, we'll have a commissioning, a renewal of all of those who distribute communion in our cathedral parish this weekend. And so, brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you raised the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you bring pardon and peace to sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you bring light to those in darkness. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you. Bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory, Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son. Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you
let us pray.
O God, who in this wonderful sacrament have left us a memorial of your passion, grant us, we pray, so to revere the sacred mysteries of your body and blood, that we may always experience in ourselves the fruits of your redemption, who live and reign with God the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "Remember how for 40 years now the Lord your God has directed all your journeying in the desert so as to test you by affliction and find out whether or not it was your intention to keep his commandments. He therefore lets you be afflicted with hunger and then fed you with manna, a food unknown to you and your fathers, in order to show you that not by bread alone does one live, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of the Lord. Do not forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that place of slavery, who guided you through the vast and terrible desert, with its seraph serpents and scorpions, its parched and waterless ground, who brought forth water for you from the flinty rock, and fed you in the desert with manna, a food unknown to your fathers." The word of the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Alleluia. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Alleluia. Glorify the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Alleluia. He has granted peace in your borders. With the best of wheat he fills you. He sends forth his command to the earth, swiftly runs his word. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem, alleluia. He has proclaimed his word to Jacob, his statutes and his ordinances to Israel. He has not done thus for any other nation. His ordinances he has not made known to them. Alleluia. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, the cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? Because the loaf of bread is one, we, though many, are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." The Gospel of the Lord. It's one thing to change what something is like. It's another to change what it is. But it's also important to know the difference. So if I really wanted to confuse you, I could change my appearance. I could grow a beard, start wearing glasses, put on 30 pounds, and it wouldn't look like me. But it would still be me. But would the reverse be possible? To still look like me, but not be me? Well, I do have two younger brothers, and been mistaken for one another on occasion. Well, it's one thing to change what something is like. It's another to change what it is. So we have terms for these two things, substance and accidents. Substance refers to what something is. Accidents refers to what it's like. So we need to set aside our common idea of the word accidents, like a mistake. No, an accident refers to what it's like, to what something is like. So it's pretty easy to change the accidents of something without changing the substance. Grow a beard, wear glasses. If I have a log
and I cut off a piece of it, it's still a log. It's just a shorter log. I change the accidents, but the substance is still the same. But if you change the substance of something, the accidents almost always change. So if I burn the log, the substance has changed. It's no longer a log. But it's also no longer hard and round. It's just ashes. So this distinction between substance and accidents is helpful, even necessary, to understand what is happening to the bread and wine at Mass. So before it's on the altar, and after it's on the altar, it looks and smells and tastes like bread and wine. That's because the accidents don't change. It's the substance that changes. It changes being bread and wine and becomes the body and blood of Jesus Christ, even though the accidents don't change. That's just one of the marvels of the Eucharist. So Peter Kreft is a professor at Boston College, and he tells the story of a Muslim student of his who wanted to go to Mass with him to see what all of this was about. So he said, sure, let's go. So they went to Mass together. The student was very polite all the way through. And after Mass, he said, there's something that I don't understand. You say that this Jesus, who we also regard as a prophet, but you say that he is the Son of God and is equal to God. And Dr. Kreft said, that's correct. So he went on, and you Catholics also believe that when the priest holds up a piece of bread and says the words, this is my body, that it ceases to be bread and becomes Jesus, who you say is God. Correct. Yeah, that's Dr. Chris said, that's correct. That's why we kneel and worship. And the student said, I don't think you believe that. Dr. Kreft was a little confused, and he said, you mean you can't believe that we would kneel and adore something so incredible? And the Muslim said, no, that's not it. It's that I see everyone eat this piece of bread, and then I see some of them walk right out the door, and others who talk to their friends, and some who look at their phone, and I don't believe that you would kneel for God. It's not that I don't believe that. It's that if I believed this was God, I wouldn't be able to stop kneeling. Truth hurts, doesn't it? We're in a broken world, and the answer to our prayers is right here in front of us. But because it looks like it doesn't change, perhaps we don't believe that it can change us. Beginning today, the U.S. bishops have asked us to consider in each parish how the Eucharist can change us. That starts with our Corpus Christi procession this morning. If you've never participated before, we will walk through Dodge City with the Eucharist from Sacred Heart to here. It starts at 10:45, which we chose intentionally so that after this Mass, you'd have time to go home for a little bit, get a bite to eat if you need. We'll stop at three different altars to pray on our way: Dodge City Middle School, Trinity Manor, Ross Boulevard. For some of you, I mean, walking 3 miles is no big deal. If you need to walk just part of it, that's okay. Or you can meet us at any one of the altars Wouldn't it be great if there was just 100 people waiting at each one of the altars as we pass through Dodge City today? And then in August, we will welcome a monstrance that's been traveling throughout our diocese for several months. And every week in August, we will have an hour of prayer for a special group of people. And I'll need your help to know who those people are. This fall, we'll have a series as part of this Eucharistic revival to better understand how it's possible that Jesus would say, whoever eats this bread will live forever. Because it's one thing to change what something's like. You know, it's accidents. I can do that in many ways. But it's another to change its substance, what it is. That's the miracle we witness at every Mass. When bread and wine looks as it did before, but becomes the body and blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
At this time, I invite all of those who help distribute communion in our parish. That would be our extraordinary ministers, our sacristans, those who communion at the school, to the homes. All of those who help distribute communion, if you'd come up at this time, invite you to gather here at the base of the steps to renew your ministry as ministers of communion. Dear friends in Christ, our brothers and sisters are entrusted with administering the Eucharist, with taking communion to the sick, and with giving it as viaticum to the dying. In this ministry, you must be examples of Christian living in faith and conduct. You must strive to grow in holiness through this sacrament of unity and love. Remember that though many, we are one body because we share the one bread and the one cup. As ministers of Holy Communion, therefore, be especially observant of the Lord's command to love your neighbor. For when he gave his body as food to his disciples, he said to them, "This is my commandment, that you should love one another as I have loved you." So I invite you to respond, "I am," to each of these, to these two questions. Are you resolved to undertake the office of giving the body and blood of the Lord to your brothers and sisters, and so serve to build up the church? Are you resolved to administer the Eucharist with the utmost care and reverence? I invite everyone to stand along with them at this time. Dear friends, let us pray with confidence to the Father. Let us ask him to bestow his blessings on our brothers and sisters, chosen to be ministers of the Eucharist. Merciful Father, creator and guide of your family, bless our brothers and sisters. May they faithfully give the bread of life to your people. Strengthened by this sacrament, may they come at last to the banquet of heaven. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for your service to the parish. Together then, let us profess our faith. I believe in one God,
the Father, Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father, suffered death and was buried,
and rose again
on the third day
in accordance with
the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God.
He will come again in
glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, 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 the
As we celebrate the most holy body and blood of Christ, let us bring our prayers before the Lord.
For the church and all who lead and guide us in our faith, help us live as the body of Christ, growing closer to God. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For world leaders, that God may make them strong and effective defenders of the poor, the unborn, and the forgotten. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the poor, homeless, and unemployed, especially those who are living in terror and fear, may the Holy Spirit be near them and bless them with hope. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our parish family, that we seek the Eucharist with greater faith, reverence, and desire, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all married couples, especially Florentino and Cynthia Vega, who were married this weekend, may they continue to grow in holiness. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have passed away, especially Jerry Highland, that they may enjoy peace and fulfillment with the Heavenly Lord. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. God, our Father, may the love which unites the persons of the Trinity shape our lives and the lives of all people. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
For the presentation of gifts, we will sing number 583, Worthy is the Lamb, number 583.
Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive honor and glory. Worthy are the ones who believe to receive the goodness of God. Worthy are you, O Paschal Lamb, wisdom and strength belong now to you. You laid down your life and died upon the cross. We've become a people of hope. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive honor and glory. Worthy are the ones who believe to receive the goodness of God. Worthy are you, O bread of life, salvation and joy belong now to us by conquering death and rising to new life. We've become a people of praise. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive honor and glory. Worthy are the ones who believe to receive the goodness of God. Worthy are you, O risen Christ, wonders and signs revealing your might, your power and glory shine upon our lives. We've become your light for the world. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive honor and glory. Worthy are the ones who believe to receive the goodness of God. Mm-hmm.
pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, our good and the good of all his holy church.
Grant your church, O Lord, we pray, the gifts of unity and peace, whose signs are to be seen in mystery, in the offerings we here present, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For at the Last Supper with his apostles, establishing for the ages to come the saving memorial of the cross, he offered himself to you as the unblemished Lamb, the acceptable gift of perfect praise. Nourishing your faithful by this sacred mystery, you make them holy, so that the human race, bounded by one world, may be enlightened by one faith and united by one bond of charity. And so we approach the table of this wondrous sacrament, so that bathed in the sweetness of your grace, we may pass over to the heavenly realities here foreshadowed. Therefore, all creatures of heaven and earth sing a new song in adoration, and we with all the host of angels cry out, and without end we acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and John our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours,
and
forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy. God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Number 337. Number 337. Precious body, precious blood, seen as bread and wine. Here the Lord prepares the feast divine. Bread of love is broken now, cup of life is poured. Come share the supper of the Lord. This is the bread of God, coming down from heaven, giving life to us, to all the world. Precious body, precious blood, seen as bread and wine. Here the Lord prepares the feast divine. Bread of love is broken down, cup of life is poured. Come share the supper of the Lord. I am the living spring of eternal life. You that drink from me shall not thirst again. Precious body, precious blood, seen as bread and wine. Here the Lord prepares the feast divine. Bread of love is broken now, cup of life is poured. Come share the supper of the Lord. I am the bread of heaven, giving life to you. You that eat this bread shall never die. Precious body, precious blood, seen as bread and wine. Here the Lord prepares the feast divine. Bread of love is broken now, cup of life is poured. Come share the supper of the Lord. All those who feed on me have their life in me, as I have my life in the living God. Precious body, precious blood, seen as bread and wine. Here the Lord prepares the feast divine. Bread of love is broken now, cup of life is poured. Come share the supper of all praise to you, O Christ, present in this feast. In this bread we share in one life, one Lord. Precious body, precious blood, seen as bread and wine. Here the Lord prepares a feast divine. Bread of love is broken now, cup of life is poured. Come share the supper of the Lord.
Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, we pray that we may delight for all eternity in that share in your divine life, which is foreshadowed in the present age by our reception of your precious body and blood, who live and reign forever and ever. Every summer, it is always a good week when Totus Tuus arrives here at the cathedral. And so I think we have some of our Totus Tuus team with us. I'll give them a chance to introduce themselves and to share some of what's coming up for our parish this week. So welcome.
Good morning. My name is John Zott, and I will be serving as one of the Totus Tuus missionaries this week. The Totus Tuus program is for children who will be entering 1st through 12th grade this fall. The very core of Totus Tuus is sacramentally based, giving the youth opportunities for daily Mass, adoration, confession, and prayer. This week, the youth will take an in-depth look at the sacraments and the sorrowful mysteries. Not only does the Totus Tuus day entail prayer and learning, but fun is incorporated into all that we do, whether it is activities in the classroom, recess, or the Friday water games. The middle school and high school youth will also learn about the sacraments with opportunities for confession and adoration. For those in middle school and high school, Totus Tuus begins on Sunday evening and ends on Thursday evening and takes place from 6:45 to 8:45 p.m. My team and I will be in the back of the church to visit with you about Totus Tuus. We would love to meet you. Thank you for inviting us to your parish, and we look forward to working with your children.
Welcome. It's good to have you in Dodge City with us for this week. Thank you.
And other things. Please join our Corpus Christi procession today through Dodge City, beginning at 10:45 a.m. at Sacred Heart Cathedral and finishing here. You may walk all or part of it, or join us to pray at any of the altars at Dodge City Middle School, Trinity Manor, and on Ross Boulevard. There is also an intention box at the baptismal font to write your petitions to be carried throughout the procession. There are 2 hours in the Adoration Chapel with no weekly adorer scheduled, Mondays at 4 o'clock a.m. and Saturdays at 2 o'clock p.m. Welcome to the Totus Tuus team, and everyone is invited to our Totus Tuus kickoff during dinner this Sunday, June 11th at 5:30. Please bring a dish to share and meet the team in the Holy Family Social Center. As a reminder, Totus Tuus starts this Sunday for the middle schools and high school students from 6:45 to 8:45 p.m., June 11th through 15th. Every youth is invited to attend. Grades 1 through 6 will start this Monday, June 12th through 16th, from 9 o'clock a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. We will have more information and enrollments at the gathering area after all Masses. Shake, Rattle, and Roll will meet this Thursday, June 15th at noon. The date in the bulletin is incorrect.
The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God. We'll go forth singing number 385, With One Voice, number 385.
Take the word and go out to every land. Shine the light of Christ for all to see. May the lives of those we touch sing praise to God above. Let us sing, we'll sing. With one voice, we'll pass the word along. With one voice, bring justice to the world. And with all the angels, we'll spread the goodness of God. With all power and glory, the word of God shall reign. Take the word to our neighborhoods and streets. Shine the light of Christ for all to see. May we all set out to live in peace and harmony. They will see and sing. With one voice, we'll pass the word along. With one voice, bring justice to the world. And with all the angels, we'll spread the goodness of God. With all power and glory, the word of God shall reign. Take the word to the people in despair. Shine the light of Christ for all to see. May our actions and our deeds bring comfort to their needs, and they'll know and see. With one voice, we'll pass the word along. With one voice, bring justice to the world. And with all the angels, we'll spread the goodness of God. With all power and glory, the word of God shall reign.